There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
No, Kevin's on holiday. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. And you know, it's interesting. The economy is booming. Yet we hear words like free, guarantee for all. I mean, this is crazy. You realize Nevada added 51,900 jobs this past year? 95 consecutive months of year-over-year job growth. Wages are increasing at a pace slightly above the rate of inflation. Average weekly wages in the state went up 3.3%. I mean, this is Nevada. Nevada added 51,900 jobs. Nevada added 5,200 in November alone. Yet we voted out a bunch of Republicans. We went totally to the left, which means these jobs, we may see job growth stagnate. The stock market is down. Nevada has become first in the West, and you know what's funny? The Democrats are the one taking advantage of it. It's amazing. What are we going to do? We've got to take, if you know, taking back Nevada, I hate hearing that word. We just got to just do what's right and grow. The partisanship in the United States is becoming ridiculous. It's running rampant. What are we going to do? Well, there's only one way to do this, and there's only one person that I think of in the state of Nevada who's got a finger on the pulse of Nevada, but more importantly, has access to the president and knows what's going on back east as well. His name is Michael J. McDonald. He's a state chairman for the state Republican Party, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope all your listeners are doing great. Kevin should be nice and relaxed. Hopefully he gets back. So I hope you had a Merry Christmas. It's great. I mean, it's what's sad to see is what we had with the first 2 years of this president, and in question, you see what's happening right now with the way Chuck Schumer's reacted, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, these are just nightmares to come.
Michael, let's concentrate. Before we expand it to the nation, let's just talk about Nevada. I mean,
sure.
We in the state of Nevada have become absolutely partisan. To the point of ridiculous, we are now blue, but what's interesting in 2014 when the Republicans won, were they all real Republicans? That's the real question, because it seems like what they voted on turned out to be very Democratic. But our real issue as a city, as a state, is what can be done to progress? Where do we go from here? How do we work together?
Look, this is what was sad. I mean, you know, over the last month. Almost 2 months, we've been listening to everybody and the rhetoric and what they're saying, how they're saying it. There are people that want to take revenge on Michael Roberson and
Adam Laxalt. And these are Republicans I'm talking about. These aren't independents. And when you have that kind of mentality that we're going to try and pay back one person, you know, you see what happens. There's people that are carrying grudge Republican Party, and they don't understand they're burning down their own house and they're in it. So, look, it's a messaging. I think careful what you wish for in the end of the Democrats. With the job growth we've seen, with the promotion we've seen, the benefits we've seen from this president, you know, it's tough to say where it's going to go. But one thing about it, you know, we rebuilt the party. You know, when I took it over, it was in shambles, along with this board. Great board. But we started building with unity. And I think now there's a new brand of Republicans that want to just, you know, it's not their way. They're going to burn the whole thing down. And I think we see that firsthand over the last month or two.
You know, it's interesting. We don't reach out. We don't cross lines. We don't go after. We don't fix the problems. We try to continually do the same thing over and over again. And that's the problem that I see as a Republican candidate, but a Republican follower or somebody who supports the cause. And I will tell you firsthand, if President Trump would have balked on the wall deal, I would have left the party because I was like, you know what, dude, that's what you ran on. Fight with these bastards. Take them out. And you know what? I'm proud of the president. I think this is going to be a much longer shutdown than people can imagine.
Well, think about the president's up against. I mean, he's not only fighting the Democrats, he's fighting his own party, a lot like we have happening here in Nevada. When you have you have to basically stick with who's watching the party. That's what makes President Trump so unique. He doesn't muffle. He's not a politician. He ran on items that he's going to make sure happened. If you look at the scoreboard right now, everything he ran on, he's almost completed except for this wall. So when you start to get into things, what this man stands for, it's pretty easy. I mean, if you look at him, he has, among Republicans, he's at 80% approval rating in Nevada. And that's a very strong message, sending it to other candidates that want to try and run against the president.
Well, I was reading it earlier. I mean, this year will go down as one of the best of the nine-year U.S. economic expansions, and by some measures, the best in decades. The unemployment number is at a 49-year low. Job growth is up. Wages are up. Personal income tax cuts, together with low unemployment, boosted household disposable incomes, empowered strong consumer spending. This past Christmas season, we're spending money like Grant took Richmond. Oh, but I don't understand how we embrace the negative and we don't accentuate the positive, Michael. What do you say? What would be your plan? How would we get around all this?
Well, the one thing about it, Pat, I mean, look, you can't help people who just are on their own agenda. And I think that you're seeing such a negative message that if you listen to the media, there's always a negative spin when it comes to the Republican Party or the president. We don't get a fair shake. And knowing that, we have to know that we're not getting a fair shake at times as we move forward. But it's an uphill battle. And you kind of try to put faith in people that they'll understand what's at stake. But time and time again, you know, we do reach out. You know, they're saying we don't reach out. We do. We reach out with positive messaging. And we're in the communities. Our candidates. Look at Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan was, and not just him, but other ones. He was everywhere. And when I say he was everywhere, I mean everywhere that we went. You were there.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he was a casualty of the war, I think.
Yeah, Asian community groups. We were doing stuff in the West Las Vegas. We were down, pardon me, in East Las Vegas. There was not one place this man was not running. And he's just one example. But, you know, when you start to take effect that they watch the media, they listen to the media, and you see what happens, it's very difficult. Now, we do have a plan. And ironically, you have to play defense because of what took place at this last election. They own it. The Democrats own it. We have a Democratic governor. You know, the most of the legislative... constitutional offices are all Democrat, legislative Democrat. So, you know, it comes to the point where they're going to own each movement. And if the Republicans are together in this state and we work together, I think we'll have a great year. And if they don't, I think we're going to lose the state forever.
Well, I got to tell you something. When I look
you can kind of pause them. I'm a little nervous. I'm after I lost you.
It's funny. I read the rhetoric on Facebook and during the holiday season, and I listen to morons like Vincent Palmieri, and I call him out because he thinks he knows, but he's the most dangerous fool out there because he doesn't know he doesn't know. And there are a lot of people like him, and their crony stupidity don't understand the big picture. Now, in 2014, when we won a red wave, we elected a lot of people that really weren't Republican. And then 2016, we elected Farley, who after she got elected, renounced being a Republican. So the truth be told is we've got to vet our candidates. The biggest problem I see in Nevada is some of our candidates lack charisma, can't speak in public, and have no energy. They have no passion. We need energy. We need passion. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, I can tell you right now, I was born and raised here. One thing I can tell you the Democratic Party does, the Republican Party doesn't do, is when we beat them in 2014, we beat them handily. You never heard them on the radio. You never saw them on the TV. Never heard them in the newspaper. They just basically said, okay, we lost. How do we regroup? How do we move forward? They weren't calling for people's heads, and they weren't saying, oh, this candidate was horrible, this candidate was horrible. That's the problem. Is we have so many people that are self-serving that feel they have to get on the radio, you have to get on Facebook, or they're trying to promote their own agenda and blame somebody for this loss. Look, we basically, there's nothing we could have done different. We had the most money. We had the most ground game we've ever had in the history of the state, most money we've ever had in the history of the state, most cooperation with the candidates and the RNC in the state's history, and we still lost. Basically, we got beat. And that's, you sit there and listen to it. So when you look along those lines, and everybody's Monday morning quarterback now, which is amazing. I mean, people that have been involved in the party, there was one party candidate that was on, I forget what talk show it was. He looked like a fool. I think he thinks he's Johnny Carson or something. He's up there, spouting around, waving, calling, going after me and going after every one of the candidates. But yet this man did nothing to help the party, did nothing to help any of the candidates, never nothing to promote the party, never walked, never made phone calls, never did anything, never showed up to events, never helped financially, nothing. But they're the first ones to start calling people out. And if that's the way they want to run it, whoever these other guys you just talked about, I guarantee at the end of the day, they're going to be one of the causes, they're the part of the cancer that's going to hurt everybody. It's about unity. It's about knowing that you have to move forward and get back in the game and fight. I think if you're able to key on every mistake the Democrats are going to make, and they're going to make a ton of them during this cycle, and you key on it, and you show the electorate, the rest of the electorates, Blue Dog Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, that look, it's better when the Republicans are in charge, it's better when we back the President of the United States, because the economy moves, and so does your safety. They want to make a sanctuary state. They want to make, those would do nothing but bring this state to its knees and kill us forever.
Well, it's unfortunate they don't see that, Mike. They're blind. And I'll sit here and tell you, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and again, and we're doing that right now. And as a baseball coach, if I had a bad game when we made a mistake, we fixed our flaws. We got together. We worked on it. We don't get together. We don't work on anything. And it's crazy. I mean, Nevada added almost 52,000 jobs last year. That's because we had a Republican governor, and I don't know if I would call him a Republican, but we had Republican leadership for the most part. Now we have none. None. What's going to happen to those jobs? They're going to lose those jobs. The job growth's going to go down.
Well, look, I think you get the benefit of the doubt. I think there's going to be some we're going to push in play. For anybody who's ever been involved in politics around the state, especially in Clark County, I think if you look at Governor Sisolak, he's not Governor Sandoval. I think if you look at it and you start to think he's a businessman, he's been in the business sector, he did have conservative values in the sense of a Democrat. I don't know where that goes from now. I don't know if that's something that, we see that's going to happen, or is it going to move forward? Is it going to become a dogfight? But, it also has to happen from the governor's mansion, which I think we have for the first time in a long time, someone who may be trying to work for all Nevadans. That may be good. It may not be what we want, but it's at least it's something we're working forward on. If not, believe me, the Republicans are there watching everything that's going to happen. And I think when you start to take that into consideration, Pat, look, anybody can Monday morning quarterback. I keep going back to it because at the end of the day, we have to be able to move forward. And if we don't move forward in a sense of leadership and unity, no one's going to follow. They can project all they want, on Facebook, which I think is funny to watch, Facebook and Twitter, some of the people that are causing the most problems are trying to, you know, hide behind unity and put themselves on Front Street. But it's about coming together. It's about what made us win in 2014. And that's what has to come. That's the movement, Pat. It really has to become that.
You know, it's interesting on the headline today, Dems testing 2020 vision. Nevada is the key player. This is Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. She said in an interview, she said, Nevada now helps set the field of potential White House hopefuls with its first in the West status, which is something that I've heard you say numerous times. She also states that Nevada has also seen the benefits of an early place on the calendar. The state's position in the presidential races has boosted turnouts. I mean, the turnouts are great. I mean, the Democrats are strong. Their caucus is strong, and they're embracing Nevada being first in the West. Why aren't Republicans doing the same thing?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at what I think they are. I just don't think it's on the front. If you saw what happened, look, we had the worst caucus in United States history. We were blasted for it in 2012, and then we moved forward. So it was once we had the second bite of the apple, we were able to move forward with this caucus. And again, with the help of the leadership and everybody who helped us along, we had one of the best caucuses. We rated literally one of the best caucuses in the United States by the RNC. So when you start to look at what we're able to put together when we work as a unified front, you work together. That helps promote our candidates, which then. We didn't win the state, but the president got in, and we came pretty darn close. The president, he didn't lose the state as much, but I think this is a state that's in play. I think it's something that Republicans need to look at and realize that at the end of the day, we're our own worst enemy, and we have to show that we're fighting for this president, we're fighting for the agenda of the Republicans.
What about the idiots out there in our party that think that the caucus was bad? Hold that thought. We're going to go to a break. When I come back, and Stephen, we're going to get to you as well, but I want you to hold that thought, because there were a lot of people, Mike, that bitched, moaned, and groaned that we should get rid of the caucus, yet we were the most we had the best caucus in the nation. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're joined by Chairman of the State of Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, and my name is Pat Casal, and this is Live and Local Now. For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Merry Christmas to all. And we're joined by State Chairman Michael McDonald. Michael, I want you to chime in. When we close off the last segment, I want you to your opinion on that and what we need to do.
Yeah, one thing I want to, one of your listeners, Kevin's listeners, called up and said, hey, I sound under the weather. Yes, I do have a cold, so I want to appreciate everybody that says that. I'm a little slow on my response today, but I'm doing good. So Kevin has some of the greatest listeners in the world. So thank you very much for texting me, guys. Pardon me, Pat. No, listen, we were discussing it before on the caucus. You know, it's an interesting fact that First in the West keeps Nevada in play, rather than being a flyover state. And in part, you saw in the news article today, it was due to Senator Reid and us following suit on that. But it benefits the Republican Party. And that's what you have to look at moving forward. You know, people want to keep saying the caucus is no good, it's not that. But that's what keeps us irrelevant. I think that's also the benefits, if we shape it right, it'll benefit us in the months to come.
Well, I would agree. I mean, I thought the caucuses were successful. I thought 2016 was an interesting year. Maybe not in Nevada, but nationally it was. Michael, I want to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. You take care of that cold as we wrap up this segment. But thank you again.
I appreciate you, man. And we're up in Lewis Banner with all the veterans right now, serving them, having a nice breakfast for them. But you know, thank you very much for all your listeners, Pat, what you guys do. And happy New Year, everybody.
That's Chairman Michael McDonald. Leading the state, and hopefully we can get this thing rolling again right down the road with some speed and some energy. My name is Pat Casal. You're listening to Live and Local. Now when you come back, Steven, you'll be the first one up, and then we'll go on from there. Right back after this.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Welcome back to another segment of Live and Local Now. Before I go to the phones, I just got some information that's very sad. A friend of mine, a sports writer, a legend in Nevada sports and boxing. I believe he's a Hall of Famer for boxing. His name was Royce Fuhr. Great sportsman, great human being, great writer,
has passed away at the age of 79. He'd been sick for a number of years. We went to many UNLV games. Actually, I went to many Bishop Gorman football games and baseball games with Royce. He was a very good friend of John Field, a very dear friend of mine, and he really was a good man. He did a lot for a lot of people, and he was a class act. Rest in peace, Royce. Royce Fuhr, 79 years old, has left the earth. May he rest in peace. Just found out the news during the break. We go back to the phone. Steven, thank you so much for holding so long. I'd love to hear your opinion on the suicide of the GOP.
Oh, wow, you're right on point there. But, Pat, I think the first thing we need to get, make sure that the general public and the good people of Novato and the people of this constitutional republic don't follow along with the suicide, is we begin to understand what the assets are that we have and how we can effectively use them. Pat, I'm going to give you a chance right now. I hear your advertisement on a regular basis. What I would like for you to do is give out your phone number two or three times. Now, folks, if you'd like to speak to Pat, you know, I mean, here's a man that's giving you his phone number. You can certainly speak to him. I'm convinced he's on your side. He may not have all the answers or be perfect on everything, but who is? None of us. That's why we're here. So, Pat, I want you to give out your number. Now, when you give out a number in a situation like this, you give it out two or three times. I'm kind of a slow writer, and I don't want to have to wait till the next time they buy the advertisement. I want to hear it every chance I get. I'm not driving right now, so I can write it down. And there's probably some other people, too. And if they're driving when they play your commercial, they got to wait till the end of the show to see if they've got a chance to write it down there. That's one mistake that everybody's making. Radio is kind of a hit-and-miss thing. They're there for 5 or 10 minutes, and they might be back tomorrow. And that's no way to correct the problems that we're facing. But it's what we got, so let's do the best we got with it. So, Pat, go ahead, if you're willing. I think you will be. Give out your phone number a couple times, and folks, this is a good man. He's part of the solution. He understands that Trump's our best shot. I think he does. I think he'll agree with me.
I definitely think
Trump's
he's our best shot.
Pardon?
He is definitely our best shot. I mean, he's the only one that seems to be fighting for what we believe in. It's kind of sad that we don't realize what he's doing for
right.
us.
But I'd like to thank Nancy Pelosi and that Schumer for being so stupid and sitting down and playing three-dimensional chess with Donald Trump. Because, folks, they're losers. They just don't know it yet. How long is the shutdown going to last? One of the major purposes of our federal government is the health, safety, and welfare of the American people. Are they doing that? Why, hell no. They're planning on bringing in 600 million immigrants by 2050 to totally destroy your ability to affect anything. Of course, folks, they're going to need about 98% or 99% of what you make. So, you know, get ready for that if you aren't willing to do something. Pat, go ahead, give them your number, and let's get this thing off the ground.
At 702-396-9449. At 702-396-9449. 396-9449. I appreciate the boost on that one, Steven. I really do.
Well, that's what it takes to be successful, and I'd like to see you doing it. I know I've heard a lot of good advertisers, NevadaPolicy.org, the Real Chamber of Commerce. I really like Brent Jones. I asked him a question about the Federal Reserve one time. You know, it's the first time I've ever heard a Nevada public servant able to even answer the question. And he answered it better than Ron Paul, who has written 8 or 9 books on the Federal Reserve. Now, do you think that we would be well served with Brent Jones as someone in our Nevada legislature?
Absolutely. But you know, the same time, it's not just Brent.
But he didn't win.
Well, he lost.
He didn't win.
Well,
why?
Because he was underfunded.
No.
Why did he lose?
At least not my take on it. He might have gotten enough votes to win. He just wasn't the announced winner. Now, I've been here for 46 years, so I've got a long history, and I can support usually my beliefs because they've been formed over the last many years. I was part of the surveillance team that was watching a young lady named Thelma Kessler when she had an appointment with Harry Reid many, 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 many years ago when vote fraud was just becoming explored by a lady who has a website, Black Box Voting. Bev Harris is her name. I heard her interviewed on three or four national shows many, many years ago. She was a grandmother that thought she was going to play with her grandkids the rest of her life. She had retired, and she found out that there wasn't going to be a country for her children if she didn't do something. Thelma was real big on information. We had a group, an active group at that time, and God willing, Pat Casal and myself and others who are interested are about to get a group together, and we're going to have a similar group, and we're going to be a lot more successful this time in a number of different areas. Now we have freedomwatch.org. That's I got to make better notes, Pat. Have you been there? I'm getting older, you know. Freedomwatch.org, check it out. He had judicialwatch.org until he ran for office, and he had to sell that, so he started Freedom Watch. He's doing citizens' grand juries. They're supposed to belong to the public. And when we get in a situation like we're in now, and we do an investigation and we find that there's criminal activity, who do you take it to? The same gentleman that can't tell us what happened in the Mandalay Bay incident? You know, we've been waiting over 17 years to figure out what happened in 9/11, and they still can't tell us. And it's over a year since Mandalay Bay. The sheriff has no clue about what happened. You know, we're in a mess, folks, and we have to start having a citizens' grand jury to go to uncover criminal activity and to put crooks in jail. Unfortunately, the crooks sometimes are getting into political office. And you know what happens with crooks in political office?
You get corruption.
There's some money or there's some favors or there's something passing under the table. And, folks, it ain't good for you. You know, I heard the other day, there are properties in Nevada that haven't had an offer in 6 months. And all we hear about how good the economy is? Pat, how's that possible?
Well, that's because of the interest rates right now. I mean, that's really, and that's amazing.
Oh, good point. All right. You're my perfect straight man. And so Donald Trump raised the interest rates
through
the Federal Reserve?
He's against the Federal Reserve. He's the first president in my lifetime that's openly called out the Federal Reserve.
Really? He's against something that has no constitutional basis and our founding fathers warned us about. And this is the fourth time in the history of this country, folks, you'll find out if you do a little research, that we have had something similar to the Federal Reserve. The three times previously, the American people have woken up. They say, we're about to lose our country. And they got rid of that entity. Now, this is the longest period of time that we've put up with it. But Donald Trump understands that. You know, I don't know if you know it or not, Pat. Donald Trump's father was a John Bircher. He was part of the John Bircher Association.
No, I did not know that.
They were about 35, 40 years ahead of their time. But they understood the importance and the absolute requirement of being against a national banking system where the national banksters are foreign-owned and they control the economic welfare of your country. What these people do, they have an unlimited supply of money. Of course, it affects what your money is actually worth. That's why the people that founded this constitutional republic said, never let that happen. Yet it happened on December 23rd, 1913. And as I said, this is the longest period of time that we've put up with it.
105 going on 106 years, and it's been it's unbelievable. I want to thank you, Stephen, for your time. I appreciate you. I wish you nothing but the happiest of holiday seasons, and I wish you the best. Thank you for the call. We're about to go to a break. We come back. You know, you could chime in at 1-844-2-NEVADA, and that's 844-263-8232. You know, we had a lot going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about where jobs are heading, especially after Brexit. The Americans, London has long been the European home of J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest investment bank. We'll discuss that and much, much more politically. And what changes do you want to see here in Nevada? Stay tuned for more of Live and Local Now.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. Live and local now. Special shout out to people around the state who are hosting to us, 98.1 in Coachella Valley. That's 1400 KNNR in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, 1230 in Ely, 98.5 FM in Battle Mountain, that's KNNT, 101.1 KPKK Amargosa, and don't forget my good friends in Hawthorne, Nevada at 98.7, and of course, Pahrump, KPVM-TV. My name is Pat Cassell. Mr. Kevin Wall's away on holiday. You know, it's interesting. The last segment, Stephen was talking about how the banks and whatnot. So after Brexit, where are the jobs heading? Brexit threatens London's position as Europe's financial capital. The question is, which city, if any, will take its place? Dozens of banks, insurers, and trading houses have been setting up shop or beefing up operations in other parts of Europe. It's funny because they're talking about Paris. With all the issues that are going on in France, why would I want to move my businesses to France with all the upheaval that's potentially there? London, like I said earlier, has J.P. Morgan. Goldman Sachs, Inc. is adding 500 people in Frankfurt, Paris, and Warsaw. Dublin has also become a powerhouse. European, Canadian, Asian banks, although U.S. investment banks dominate in Europe, you're starting to see Barclays set a tone. Perhaps the biggest move of any company is taking place by HSBC Holdings. 1,000 employees may move to Paris. Large French and German banks, including BNP Paribas and Credit Agricole SA, which is also making a big move. This really is interesting. It's like they're all leaving England or UK, but where are they going? They're going to areas of Europe that – how strong are they? I mean, really, how's the economy? BlackRock, Inc., the world's largest money manager, has strengthened its legal presence in Amsterdam to prepare for Brexit. It's also hiring about 40 people in Paris to run the real estate investments and hedge funds. Insurers. London has been a global hub for insurance since the late 17th century, when England's supremacy on the seas made maritime insurance a necessity. They're looking at Dublin and Luxembourg. I mean, so you got to look at what's going on around the world, and not just the United States. The United States of America is still the greatest part of the world and is definitely the key indicator to growth. And that's why it's so important that we cure this partisanship going on in the United States. Our nation is dividing. The divisions are deeper now than they've ever been. And we're allowing these public people to stifle us and put us in positions that they shouldn't. If we look at the positives in this past year, the growth, personal income is up. Look at the fact that in Nevada alone, we added 52,000 jobs. Good paying jobs, better paying. Professional and business services and construction each added 10,000 jobs. Leisure and hospitality added 8,100. And manufacturer added 7,000 jobs in Nevada. We cannot curb this growth. We want it to continue. We need to nurture it. It's important. These are the kind of things that we need to expand in our city. Now, interestingly enough, I agree with my caller earlier in the show with regard to a gaming economy. I never understood why our leaders that got elected didn't open up the borders, especially with California being taxed to death, and give them special opportunity to come to Nevada to where they could be benefit, which would benefit them and their employees, but would benefit Nevada in many various ways because we have much more revenue stream if we brought more businesses here to Nevada. We would create better jobs, a better economy. Why do we always got to rely on casinos? I'm sorry, I don't believe in it. I also believe we should bring the lottery to Nevada. Casinos would never support that, but why? Having lottery in Nevada makes sense. Instead of having to drive down to the border cities like near Laughlin or State Line, why aren't we bringing that money, that revenue stream to the state of Nevada? Around the country, they use lottery money to support prescription drugs for senior citizens, etc. These are things that we could be doing to create money streams, positive cash flow to Nevada. Why do we want Nevadans leaving the state to buy their lottery tickets when they should be buying them right here? Imagine what that would do to our local businesses adding lottery centers around the city. If you ever go to State Line, you ever see the lines for people that are buying these lottery tickets? These are revenue streams that we could create. Why are we letting the casinos dictate everything to us? It was the casinos that were behind the gross receipts tax. That's why the Chamber of Commerce of the Metro Chamber supported it. These are things we've got to fix. We've got to take back our community in ways that we've never really thought about before. It's time to have an open mind. Where are we making mistakes? What are the problems? Instead of blaming people, I mean, I look at Facebook and I look at all these boobs that are pointing fingers at one or two people saying it's your fault. And they're talking like people with paper rear ends. They have no clue as to what they're saying. They don't get it. They're ignorant. I cannot believe how ignorant this guy Vincent is when I see his name on Facebook. The guy is a fool, an absolute idiot. He criticizes, yet he doesn't do a damn thing about turning things around. And that's really the issue. In Nevada, in Clark County specifically, forget the North and all the other communities, in Clark County, we have not done anything to improve. We haven't mattered in many years. Now, the gentleman I ran against, Dave Sajak, is trying his best to make a difference. He's working hard. Let's see what happens. 6 months is not, you got to be a miracle worker to make change in 6 months. But we have some upcoming elections in this next cycle, starting, I think it's February or March, that we should be looking at. We should be trying to look at strengthening our position in our community. We've got to take these politicians out that are totally into partisanship instead of being into for every constituent in the state. Everybody here, when you get elected, you're no longer representing a party. You represent all constituents. And your opinion of how things should be, it may matter to you, but you have to make sure it matters to everybody else in the community. It makes no sense to me that you make these decisions that don't benefit the masses. It benefits the minority. And I'm not talking about a race of people. I'm talking about a small number of people. We've got to branch out and grow and become strong and become vibrant. The only way to do that is to become one, a unified community. And if we're not unified, you can't win. As I said earlier, as a baseball coach, the only way a team can win is if you work together as one. And if you don't do that, you can't succeed. The number here is 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'd love for you to chime in. And what do you see as what can we do? I mean, what are the differences here? We have a shutdown, and this is interesting. Tim Scott called it out. He said it. South Carolina senator says the shutdown will be Nancy Pelosi's problem. 100%. 100%. And she wants to be the next speaker. She doesn't realize they're going down an alley that is dark and scary, and they don't know who's in the corners. And may jump out and bite them on the neck, bite them on the rear end. It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I see this shutdown going into February unless they concede. They're looking to blow billions of dollars on other things, but they don't want to build the wall. They don't want to build our security. If that's what the people want, that's what the people should get. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll be right back at the top of the hour after we pay a few bills.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.